Mention the name Claude Pepper and you'll likely think champion of the elderly. Claude Pepper was elected to the U.S. Senate from Florida in 1936. He served until he was defeated by George Smathers in the early 1950s. The Smathers-Pepper race came way before television attack ads, of course, but it is legendary in the annals of Florida politics. Brad Culverhouse, a lawyer in Fort Pierce and a former aide to Pepper, remembers.
George Smathers on the stump in North Florida would say things like, Claude Pepper is a shameless extrovert in Washington circles. He commutes with his neighbor's wife. You know, his sister is a thespian in wicked New York. In 1962, after a reapportionment, a seat opened up in Miami. Then-President John F. Kennedy called Claude Pepper and asked him to run for it. There was a field of like seven Democrats, and he beat them without a runoff.
And of course, at that time, the Democratic primary was the only election that counted.
That's right.
Did Claude Pepper ever talk to you about the 1952 election?
He did. We were in Rome in 1968. I was an aide to him. We were on our way to Israel to assess the refugee situation after the Six Days War. He was the guest of the Italian-American Chamber of Commerce. He introduced me that morning as his adopted son. On the way back to the hotel, I said, Senator, have you and Mrs. Pepper ever had any children? He said, Brad, he said, yes, Mildred and I have had one son. But he went bad. His name was George, beating George Smathers. Anyway.
So he had some humor.
He did. I will never forget that when my philosophy was forming, I told him that I thought I might become a Republican. We had just had dinner together at the National Democratic Club. He leaned over to me and he said, Brad, you can't be a Republican. You have too good a heart. I met Claude Pepper when I was a state officer in the Junior College Student Government Association. About 3 or 4 years after I was working for him, and we were talking about St. Lucie County, and he said, there's some friends of mine there, wonderful people. You know, they're passed on now. Sheriff B.A. Brown, Stacy Rogers. And I said, Senator, B.A. Brown was my grandfather, and Stacy Rogers was my uncle. And he said, I knew you came from fine stock. There was a certain force between us. I think the Latins call it simpatico.
I've noticed that you continued to address him as senator.
I do. And those people who worked for him and cared for him and had affection for him would always refer to him as senator. And of course, you always refer to someone by the highest office they've ever held, but we did it out of affection. He insisted, though, that in the House of Representatives, he be called congressman because it would irk the other House members.
When Smathers decided to retire from the Senate in 1968, Pepper thought about running for the seat again.
I was state chairman of the group called YGP, Youth Goes Pepper. I was organizing the campuses for him.
But he obviously changed his mind because Leroy Collins was the Democrat that year, wasn't he?
Yes. Leroy Collins was speaking and somebody said, what do you think about Claude Pepper running against you? And he said, well, please don't put Pepper on my tail.
The late 1960s were a time of domestic unrest over the war in Vietnam.
I was with him at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago in 1968. I was inside with Mayor Daley and Claude Pepper and others. First time I ever saw Claude Pepper cry. Tears just streamed down his face.
At what was going on outside?
Yes. Yes, I still get emotional about it. As he said, the country was just tearing itself apart.
Pepper continued serving in Congress until his death in 1989.
He became one of the four or five most powerful men in the country because he was chairman of the Rules Committee.
But primarily, Claude Pepper was known as older Americans' staunchest ally. I've been talking with Brad Culverhouse.